Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. Well, listen, I have news. Santa brought me an early Christmas gift, kind of, in that Manny, who, although Manny has been here on Mondays for the last couple of weeks, so I guess technically, Manny, that your new tenure doesn't really start technically till tomorrow, except it does, right?
Very true.
All right, here's the deal.
This is my normal day.
This is his normal day, and what happened, let me just be real honest with you. Shane has been my producer since I've been over here, which has been since September, and I wore him out. No, that's not true. Well, maybe true a little bit.
You scared him off, maybe. No.
Pardon?
I said you scared him off, maybe. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking.
Thanks, man, and that's a great way to start off. Your boss is the boss from hell. Work with her at your peril. Take years off your life. Is it worth having her name on your resume? Not really. Thanks, Manny. No, Shane actually got a great job offer at Mucho Dinero's that he'd been wanting to do for a long time. And so, and he apparently he's going to make cameos on our program that essentially, realistically, Manny and Shane have exchanged job descriptions. That Manny used to be my occasional fill-in, and Shane was my regular producer. And now Manny is going to be my regular producer, and Shane's going to do occasional fill-ins.
We did a little flip-flop.
Yeah, a little flip-flop. So this is good. So the Manny is a little sleepy today, so you're going to have to be a little gentle with him. And he's starting kind of a brand new job description, although technically it doesn't really morph into scary stuff till tomorrow. But we'll try and scare the living daylights out of him today, you know, just to start, you know, the week off, right?
Got to get me acclimated.
Yeah. We'll give him, okay, the acclimation period's over. There we go. Done. So that's number one. And we're always, you know, I'm always honest with you about what's going on around here. Honest. I should have gotten Shane to give us sort of a statement that says, I really love working with her, but this is a great job. And we decided that was a little self-serving, so we're not going to do it. But he'll be back. He actually said, well, gee, what if I hate my new job and come back in 2 weeks? And I said, well, you have to deal with Manny about that. It's Manny's job now. But it's all fine. It's all good. It's all friendly. It's all amicable. And he'll be back. But Manny's my man. So that's number one. So when you call at 855-99-37569, make sure you welcome him and give him sort of, give him the love. All right. Speaking of love, Hunger Games came in first again, which doesn't say as much about Hunger Games, although it's going to make and has made scads of money. But it's just that last weekend was kind of a quiet weekend. We've got a couple of more weekends coming up with huge big movies coming out. And as many of you know, to be eligible for the Oscars or for any of the awards this season, including my group, which is Broadcast Film Critics, the movie has to be open at least one theater by December 31st. So there are going to be a whole bunch of movies opening between now and especially Christmas Day, but because there are a bunch that open on Christmas Day as well, and then a whole bunch that open by the end of the year. So as Shane can tell you, because he's been helping me with the movie reviews, there have been I think I've in the last 2 weeks, I think I've seen 60-some movies and have about another 30 to go. And then I'm done for the year. And then there'll be new movies coming out. It's kind of like The Sorcerer's Apprentice. But all right, so that's number one. What else? We've got, I actually know somebody who is working on the Royals' visit to the United States. And so he texted me yesterday that he was in the motorcade coming from the airport. So that was pretty cool. And so the Royals, I mean, this country, we are still, I know we broke away a long time ago, but we are still kind of in love with the notion of Kate and Willie, right? Kate and Willis. So they're going to go to D.C. today. He's going to go to D.C. She's going to Harlem, I think. They're only here for a couple of days, but so it's kind of fun. come and visit the colonies. Today is Happy Brownie Day, which is how many people mispronounce my name. So, you know, if we took the I out, then it would be Happy National Brown Day, which is probably not going to be as big a holiday, but, you know, brownies are good. This day in history, this is a really kind of difficult day in history. December 7th, which is actually yesterday, to be a day which will live in infamy. And that's Pearl Harbor, as you may recall, or probably don't recall, I certainly wasn't. The U.S. declares war on Japan. In 1953, Eisenhower delivers his Adams for Peace speech, which was the idea to supply equipment and information on nuclear power to schools, hospitals, and research institutions around the world, which in retrospect, you can either view it as prescient or naive, depending, I suppose, on which side of the atomic power grid you're on. John Lennon was murdered on this day in front of the Dakota in 1980. Could you believe 34 years ago? Doesn't seem possible it was 34 years ago.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I remember the day. I mean, it's really interesting. My parents can tell you where they were when they found out Roosevelt died. We can talk about when John Lennon died or when Martin Luther King was shot or Bobby Kennedy. All right, so I thought what we would talk about today, since it's been a big deal now for a couple of weeks, on here over the weekend. I was going to some theater on Sunday, and they actually sent me an email on Friday and said, make sure you leave lots of extra time because there are protests going on. So this is there are protests going on. If you just listen to the news in your area, they're all over the states about one of two things, really. At least around here, there's still one of two things, which is either police/ racial issues, which are going on in three separate markets at this moment, which is alarming in and of itself. I mean, let's face it. If it was only Ferguson, that would be one thing, but it's not. So that's issue number one, which is certainly, it would seem to me, a really important thing to look at. And I know a number of cities have responded. For example, in New York, they've now got the camera on the badge, the badge camera, on I think 200,000 cops or something. I mean, huge expenditure, I'm sure. And it's really interesting that they could do it that quickly, because that probably means that they had the technology available. And why they haven't used it before is not clear to me. Maybe we have to wait till there's a horrible incident for the budgetary things to be confirmed, which is horrifying in and of itself and venal and uncomfortable. And I'd certainly protest that. And also we've got minimum wage workers protesting around here. And I know there was some national response to that as well, of saying, I'm not making enough money. And I think minimum wage when you're an adult at $8 is not very much money, depending on the state you live in. Although I must say, one of them, and this is, I'll probably get some grief about this. One of them was a man who was, I don't know, 34, 35, who said, I've got six kids. And I thought, why would you have six kids? I mean, a condom isn't very expensive. And even if you're minimum wage, you can... I mean, I'm not saying you shouldn't have sex, but six kids on minimum wage? I mean, how do you expect to do that? And have you not thought about them? At any rate, that was, I suppose, tacky on my part. It was also interesting around here that on Friday and Thursday there were huge protests every place. And then it started pouring rain, and all of a sudden the protests went away. And, you know, for my years in college, you know, I remember that we tended to protest when the sun was out. You know, it was nice, and we could kind of get a suntan or at least not get rained on. It was rainy and cold and nasty here, and all of a sudden all the protests went away. Which is not to say, I mean, look, who wants to add misery to whatever it is your complaint is? So I thought we'd do what we asked, sort of in a prescient way, although it really doesn't take a whole lot of insight to figure out that these protests are not going to go away instantly, is that we asked on Friday, what do you think is worth protesting? And so we'll talk about that a little bit when we come back. My phone number, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about a really cool company. It's Casper.com, like the ghost, C-A-S-P-E-R. Three guys have created an outrageously comfortable mattress, and here's the best part. They'll give you 100 nights to sleep on it. Totally risk-free. If you don't love this mattress, Casper will pick it up in-home and refund you for everything. No hassles. The holidays are here, and you deserve the gift of a great night's sleep. That's what you get on a Casper mattress, and the only place to get this mattress is at Casper.com. You're going to love it, getting the best night's sleep you've ever had. Hey, don't get ripped off with a store-bought mattress that'll set you back a few $1,000s. Every size Casper mattress is totally affordable. Try your Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free with free shipping and returns from Casper.com. For an exclusive offer, use my referral code, Dr. Joy, to get $50 off toward the purchase of your Casper. Casper.com, code Dr. Joy.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed 855-993-7569, which exactly as the guy says, it's 855-99-DR-JOY. Jody, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Well, good day, Dr. Joy. So nice to hear you.
Well, thank you. Nice to be here.
What's nicer is being able to call you.
Indeed. I'm delighted. How am I to help you today?
Well, I wanted to comment, number one, on the fact that, you know, for the last 3 or 4 months, y'all made a change, evidently, because we weren't able to contact you from down here, and there's so many people who listen to you. I'm glad you did whatever fix was necessary to give us access to you.
Oh, well, I didn't realize you didn't. I'm so glad. I'm so glad whatever it is that we fixed, we fixed. So, yay.
Yeah, I've sent a couple of emails to the website, and I hope maybe they had caught whatever, but it's just nice to be able to talk back to you. I wanted to bring up a fact of a situation where it's, I guess you could call it grief in the holidays.
Okay.
My mother passed away about a month ago, and it's first holiday, really, that there won't be any family.
Yeah.
You know, it's just me. I'm the oldest now in the family. My sister lives in the States. My brother's here, but it's just a, not a, it's not a good scene. And it's something I've supposed it's just going to go away over time.
Well, yes and no. I hear what you're saying, but this year will probably be the most difficult, just because it's the most, it's the first, and her passing is so recent. Do you have family?
Well,
I mean, do you have like wife and kids and whatever?
No, I don't. I'm divorced, and my kids are both in college in the States.
Okay.
And
Jody. I hear what you're saying. Let's divide this into two separate parts. One is mourning your mom, and the second is what do I do about the holiday, all right? And let's make them two separate.
Okay.
And maybe we should do the second part first, because I think to a certain extent the second part is going to determine the first part, which is more, the first part's more important. But with a holiday looming, you have to remember this, you know, even though we make it a season, it's not. That Christmas is really just one day. It really is just 365th of the year, which is what, less than 3%. So, and that's something to remember when you're not looking forward to it. And it may be that this is the year that you and your brother who live close by get together and do something fun, if that's a possibility. It may be the year that you go to the States and visit your kid. It may be a year that you go on a cruise, or that you go to a spa, or that you go that you do some volunteer work at a place where there may be people who are going to be alone on Christmas, like a housing for the elderly, or a homeless shelter, or a battered woman shelter, or a VA hospital, or some place where just showing up and serving food, or sort of holding hands, or just saying hello, or spending some time with somebody is going to make a difference, so that you don't feel quite so isolated, you don't feel quite so alone. And then we can get to how this can honor your mom. But so I think that the first thing to do is figure out what makes sense for you to do on that day, that day of Christmas. And maybe Christmas Eve was the big deal in your family, so maybe that. But if you have a plan that just takes care of that 24 hours, then I think we can do the other, which is it may be that that your family tradition was to go to church on New Year's or on Christmas Eve. And so maybe if you're in the States, maybe you find a church on Christmas Eve and go. Although you need to actually check around. I did that one year with a bunch of people that we sort of had an orphan's Christmas. Everybody was really far from home, or was in a situation like you were, where there had been a recent death or a divorce or whatever. So I organized this huge Christmas Eve thing, and I thought what we were doing was going to a place that had a whole lot of Christmas carols, because I thought Christmas carols are really jubilant, and they remind all of us of our childhood and singing in our junior high school choir. And this was somehow, I found, I think, the only Episcopalian church in the United States that has no Christmas carols whatsoever. And they did, it was just, no one was speaking to me by the end of the service. And they were right. I just assumed that all Christmas Eve services were interchangeable. So you may want to check and see what the actual program is, if that's something you want to do, because I did not do a good job of it. At any rate, but I think if you know what you're going to do that day, so you're not sort of dreading this whole season because you have a specific plan on that day, then we can work backward from that to figure out how to deal with the recent loss of your mom. And as I said, that may be you and your brother fix her favorite dish. It may be that you go to the cemetery. It may be that you go to church. It may be that even though the family may be spread out, that maybe you do a Skype where everybody tells their favorite their favorite anecdote about your mom. So I think if you can figure out what you're going to do from that for that day, so it doesn't loom as this great black hole of Calcutta, then figuring out what you're going to do to remind yourself and remember your mom in a positive way, and it'll be a bit bittersweet because this is the first year, but it doesn't have to be bitter. It doesn't have to be completely sad and completely lonely. So figure out what you can do on that day that will make some sense. And again, it may involve travel. It may be involved getting out of Dodge. It may be involved volunteering someplace. And you've got a little over 2 weeks to manage it, which is not a huge amount of time, but it's not like it's tomorrow either. And if you do that, then you can move backwards about, all right, now how do I deal with mom, and how do I deal with the fact, as you say, that this is kind of the new order, that but a predictable new order, that most of us are probably going to outlive our parents, and therefore figuring out holidays without them. And there are lots of ways of doing it. There is leaving the extra place setting at the table. There is a religious service. There is telling anecdotes. There is keeping the family recipes intact. But it's kind of why holidays are important to human beings, is that it allows us to both be in the present, remember our past, and then look into the future of future generations. And it's why when we say holiday traditions, we're not messing around. We're talking about ways of attaching our current self to our earlier generation and our earlier self, and also to kind of project into the future of how we want to be remembered.
Sounds good to me, Doc. I think that would be good advice for anybody that's having it.
Okay, so you want to focus for a minute? Is there a group that you're so? How old are you, Jody?
I'm 67.
Okay, are you working or not working?
I'm working, but I'm considering retirement.
Okay, what kind of work do you do?
I'm an internet service technician. I do.
Okay. Well, do you know anybody who's? I mentioned a couple of possibilities. Do any of them appeal of a VA hospital or homeless shelter or domestic a woman's shelter or a children's hospital or and maybe sometimes just it used to be that you could go to the police station and volunteer to be a civilian answering phone calls on Christmas Day. I don't know that they do that anymore. I'll tell you what, let me put you on hold. You think about what areas you'd like to think about, and we'll walk through them together, right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jerry Thorne. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Jody, whose mom has recently died, and so this is the first Christmas he's having to deal without her. And it's true in a lot of families, when the matriarch goes, that some of the adhesive, some of the social binding falls away. And he does have a brother and a sister, and he's got some kids, but he's divorced and saying, okay, this doesn't feel very good this time of year. And I'm saying, all right, divide it into two different segments. First is, what are you going to do for Christmas? And once you decide that, then we can decide on the larger issue of, for example, is this the first year where we, because mom's not there, that we understand that traveling to be with each other is difficult, but we set up a Skype brunch where we sit around and talk about, do stories about mom and do a Christmas carol together. And that's one possibility. Or is this the year that we sort of choose to to travel to different, you know, to one SIB host this year and somebody else hosts next year? Is this the year that we do a Secret Santa? Is this the year that we decide that we're all going to go? I mean, it's kind of short notice for everybody to go on a cruise or something like that, but it's certainly not out of the realms of possibilities that that we meet in some neutral place. And you know, believe it, even if you don't feel very close to your sibs right now or even to your kids, it's not a bad time to reach out. You just have to make sure that you're not feeling so vulnerable that if people are not responding with as much enthusiasm as you'd hope, that you don't get your feelings hurt. But when the center fails, which really it has, because not failing in the usual sense, but the center isn't holding because mom isn't around anymore, that how do we deal with that? Because as you point out, this is what it's going to be going forward. And this is the year where you can establish the traditions, because everybody is probably, you're going to have a little bit more guilt. You're going to have a little bit more vulnerability. You're going to have a little bit more confusion this year than you'll probably ever have again. So before people get their little likes and dislikes and choices solidified, this may be the most fluid year that you'll have to organize something. And as I said, there may be something as minor as just let's do a Skype brunch together, and you know, at various time zones, and we'll all sit around and eat our scrambled eggs together. And that may just be part of it. And then part of it is, how do you take care of yourself with respect to maybe this is the year to tell some of your work associates of, look, this is my first year without mom. So if you've got an extra place at your table, I'd be glad to bring dessert or something of that sort. Again, you have to make sure that by saying that, I mean, it certainly has a good possibility of someone saying, gee, we didn't know. Of course, we'd love to have you. But you also need to make sure of people that you're not going to be completely devastated if someone says, gee, our table's completely full, or gee, we'd love to, but we can't this year, or whatever. So you've got to make sure that whatever you're putting out there doesn't make you feel so vulnerable that if people don't respond as much and as well and as full-heartedly as you'd like, that you don't get devastated. And then you can figure out what to do about mom, of how do we honor mom. And it may be, it may be that we have a party at Christmas. It may be that we circulate mom's, you know, ugly antler sweater. But you hear, if you divide it into two separate parts, I think you're going to have or maybe even three separate parts. One is, what do I do for Christmas? One is, how do I relate to my sibs? And then the third is, how do I grieve for mom? But those are really three separate issues. The dealing with the sibs and the Christmas may overlap somewhat, but they can be separate. That whatever your sibs are willing to do or not willing to do, you can still make separate plans for yourself about Christmas.
You know, Doc, the third thing that you brought up was probably the root of the reason I called. I've been an EMT, rescue man, done all kinds of things, seen a lot of deceased people in our rescue operations. And I've always been sort of known as the hard face, the one who doesn't emote, you know?
Yeah.
And now I'm in a situation where this, the smallest little things take me to tears.
Well, that's an okay thing. And let me divide that into a couple of parts as well. One is, it's not a bad idea, especially this time of year, to find yourself a professional. To find yourself, I know I am, but I'm not, you know, I'm available in limited contacts, and I'm glad you called me. Thank goodness the phone lines are working. But also, maybe it's not a bad idea to find a therapist and just say, this is going to be kind of a difficult holiday for me, and I'd like to have a couple sessions before Christmas, or I'd like to have one before Christmas and maybe one after. But Jody, think about times in your life where someone that you thought was kind of a rock, whether it was, you know, a family member or a friend or someone at work, just reached out to you and said, look, I could use a little help this year or at this moment, or I just could use someone to talk to, that you usually, I think most of us are very flattered by that. And so think of somebody that you trust, that you think is a friend, and just say, you know what, I could just use somebody to talk to, or I could use you know, I could use a little time with you. I'm just, you know, I know I've been the rock, but I could really use a little help. And most people are more than willing to do it. It just may not occur to them that you need that kind of help. So it's good for them because they're quite often the people who are, no one ever asks for help. No one ever says, gee, you know, can you just spend some time with me? And it's always flattering. I mean, it may be inconvenient, but it's always flattering. But Jody, it's also a good exercise for you to understand that all God's children need some help sooner or later. And being able to just ask for it makes a huge difference. And it's not like we've got weak people and strong people. It's that we've got people who are very much in touch with their needs and people who are not. And for those people who are not, it's important to get in touch with them every once in a while. I think it makes us more compassionate. I think it makes us more sensitive. It also makes us more connected because instead of being in that little high point, that little mountaintop that says everybody can come to me and I will help you, we sort of get down into the valley a little bit more and say, okay, I could use some help too. But you may need to ask for it. You don't have to sort of sob in somebody's arms and saying, help me, I can't make it through the night. I don't think it has to be that extreme, and I don't want you to get to that point. But just calling up somebody and saying, listen, I'm thinking about organizing an orphan's Christmas this year. You know, if you don't have any place to go or you know some people that don't have any place to go, I thought we'd do potluck at my house. I mean, just doing something like that.
Well, it's a great idea, Joy. I'm so happy I got a chance to talk to you because as I say, it's a bit out of my control, and I'm a control freak, you know, to a certain extent. So.
Well, that may be the universe's way of kind of giving you, you know, the gift that you didn't really know that you wanted or needed this year, which is, you know, it's okay to not, you know, that there are a whole bunch of things that are not in our control, and if we can learn that, we're going to be a lot more flexible when stuff happens. So I'll tell you what, why don't you sort of take, you know, as soon as we're done, take a little bit of time and think about what makes sense to you and make some plans. And then, you know, why don't you call me back before the end of the week and you can either give me an update about how things are going or, you know, maybe a little bit more of a pep talk of, okay, well, all right, this didn't work, let's try this. But because I don't want you to sort of hang up the phone and saying, wow, I feel much better, and then not do anything. Because
right.
There really does need to be some call to action here. There really does need to be the sense of, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And just get it started and see where you get. Okay?
I sure will. Thank you very much, Doc.
Okay, Jody. Yeah, I mean, I think that's an honest man who you can hear is having a difficult time with feeling needy. And this is a time of year for an awful lot of people. I have a friend that I met when I first came here. And I actually had she was one of my editors. So I met her when I first came here. And she is one of the people who loathes, and when I say loathes, I'm not kidding. I mean, it's not put on. She really hates this time of year and always has. And so it was a real revelation for me, I suppose, because I don't know why. I guess I suspect it's like people say, well, I don't know anybody who's gay. And somebody's response is, yes, you do. You just don't know that you do. So the issue about, you know, not liking Christmas, I guess it was just so socially unacceptable to say bah humbug. And in this part of the world, I suppose nothing is socially acceptable. Everybody says whatever's on their mind. But so it was really a revelation to me of somebody who felt, number one, felt that way, and number two, was absolutely outspoken about saying it. But because there is so much societal pressure to sort of view this as, like the song says, the most wonderful time of the year. If it is, great for you. If it's not, certainly can give me a call. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. I think we'll do this in sort of a tribute to or a help to Jody of some winter activities to sort of keep you busy. Although I think he was calling from the Virgin Islands, wasn't he?
That's right.
Well, maybe Thomas. What he needs to do, St. Thomas, yeah. Maybe yep. He needs to get to someplace cold. You know, I think people who live in cold places like to go to warm places, and people who live in warm places like to go to cold places. I was actually in Mexico once for Christmas, which was really fascinating because having grown up, you know, most of my, you know, I was born in New Orleans, but I grew up mostly in Denver, which meant that at least a fair amount of time, and then I went to school. Houston didn't count in terms of cold weather, but Boston certainly did. That having a white Christmas was really pretty common. And so to be in a place that had Christmas carols and palm trees and Feliz Navidad you hear all over the world, but that it was sort of an interesting phenomenon. But I'm convinced it's kind of like curly hair and straight hair. If you have straight hair, you want it curly. If you have curly hair, you want it straight. And if you're in a warm climate for Christmas, you want to go someplace that it snows. And if you're in a snowy place, you want to go someplace warm. I don't know. We human beings are just never quite content, are we?
Well, typically during this time of year, being here in Minnesota, we, you know, usually early on it doesn't get too bad. But when it gets to be January, February, and it's still kind of cold, it's like we kind of want that warm weather to come. So a lot of times we'll try and get those last-minute vacations to try and go somewhere where it's really warm.
Well, and I got to tell you, I'm absolutely sympathetic with that. I think it makes you feel like you're in charge of your own destiny. I've talked about visiting a friend a couple of years ago. She was my next-door neighbor, and I didn't really meet her until she was in the process of moving away. I met her at an event, and it turns out we lived two blocks from each other. And I thought, well, this is great, you know, someone I really like who's in the hood and we can hang out together. And she was literally in the process of moving. And so then she moved, I think, to Connecticut or something. And so she stopped being in the city and then she got sick. And I said, well, you know, I'll come and spend some time with you. I'm really good at playing, you know, Nurse Ratched. And by the time we could sort of organize schedules, she was in Florida. And so I said, well, okay, I'll come. And by the time, you know, we organized everything, she was feeling fine. So she really didn't need any particular care. And it was February, and I was in Florida. And I got to tell you, being able to wander around in a T-shirt and cutoffs in February makes you feel that you have somehow just descended from Mount Olympus. You know, that somehow you're in charge of your own destiny.
Oh, that'd
and,
be heaven for me.
Yeah. I mean, it's a really amazing kind of phenomenon. I'm much more a cold weather fan than I am warm weather fan.
Really?
I mean, I like the snow. I grew up, you know, in the snow. I like, you know, I like being outside. I have much more tolerance for cold weather than I do warm weather. But having said that, being able to wander around in a T-shirt and shorts in February makes you just feel. The other time that I've had that exact sort of revelation was flying over the Grand Canyon with a full moon at a perfectly clear night, and sort of feeling like people had only been able to see that phenomenon for maybe what Kitty Hawk was 1912 or something and mass travel didn't really start until certainly well after World War II. So for maybe 50 or 60 years that people have been able to do that. And I thought, man, it's really cool to be alive now. You know, just wow, this is a really cool thing. I mean, it's just an experience that people have only been able to have in the last, you know, the last basically several decades. So anyway, all right. So let's sort of dedicate this to Jody of cold weather activities, so he can at least either revel in his warmth. Maybe we should all go visit him. Maybe that's what we should do instead of him going someplace. Maybe we should all sort of descend on his place for Christmas Eve. And
I wouldn't mind it.
Manny is on his way, folks.
That's right.
Santa Claus and Manny Claus. There he goes. All right. So what are people saying?
Well, Tracy says she likes to move furniture, rearrange. She's like rearranging. Carrie says she likes walking, which is interesting,
you know,
considering that it's, you know, it's usually pretty cold out. But I guess that kind of depends on where you are.
Do you know what? I'm with her. As I said, Friday around here, was it Friday? No, Saturday was awful. It was cold and rainy and wet, and it was that kind of rain that there was just no way you were ever going to stay dry, no matter how bundled up, or it was breaking umbrellas, and it was cold, it was nasty, it was awful. And of course, then it gets dark at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Mild exaggeration, but not much. But Sunday was cold, but it was clear. And I thought, this is really great. I mean, it wasn't raining, and it was, as I said, it was a little windy, but that kind of cold, crisp weather is kind of my fave. I really do like that a lot. So I know, but that's so I'm with her when you're bundled up and you're dressed appropriately, and it's really sunny and clear. And the leaves are, I mean, I thought it was great. And you could smell the pine because people are getting Christmas trees and stuff and whatever.
So, Chris, he says, hockey, duh, I'm Canadian. But, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, hockey is such a, I mean, hockey is almost a religion in Canada. So you'd think that's not just a winter activity. That's pretty much a summer, fall, and spring activity, too, for them. Up north.
Right, read that again. I like that a lot. So that's his. He probably means that he gets to skate outside as opposed to in a rink.
Right.
Inside.
Yeah. He just goes hockey. Duh. I'm Canadian.
Yeah. Do you know I used to skate outside in both City Park and Washington Park in Denver, and which are both outdoor rinks. Winkum, Blinkum, and Nod was actually the statue there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm long-legged and relatively weak ankles, so I'd have to have somebody that would lace my skates tight enough so that it supported my ankle but that didn't pop my kneecap off. And then what I would have to do is sing the skater's waltz, and then I could ice skate. But skating outside is a whole different ballgame than skating in a rink.
Really?
It's just much more fun.
Hmm.
Don't you think? Do you skate outside? Do you ice skate?
I'm a terrible ice skater. It's not my sport.
Not pretty.
Yeah, it's not.
So that means there's no hockey either, huh?
No, not in my household. I was always more of a basketball fan, which is kind of still kind of a winter sport, even though they play it in the summer for the Olympics. But usually in the wintertime, I was kind of the one that went to a gym and
you were bundled up, huh?
So yeah.
Move away from my mittens. No ice skates, huh? All right.
Yeah.
Basketball. All right, keep going.
Amy says she likes to train dogs in the summer and the winter, so that's pretty fun. Ruben says ski, ski, ski. So that's
all right. Well, I guess we got that.
Something fun for him.
He doesn't tell us whether if it's ski, 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 it's probably downhill, downhill, downhill. Because I'm a cross country skier. Yeah,
okay.
People who cross country ski don't talk about it in the same way. All right, cherubs, hang on. We come back. We have room for you, and we'll talk about protests. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
A national crisis is here, and most people are not ready. If you could not leave home, how well would you fare? We've been told for years to have a supply of food stored, but the reasons may be different than you think. Infectious disease, domestic terrorism, and government regulations can and will prevent you from going to the store. If you've ever considered getting a supply of food, now is the time. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.